Okay, so let's talk about a couple of the highlights from Premier Ford's announcement on entering stage three here in Greater Sudbury. I'm most excited about dine-in restaurants, but I'm not sure what it's going to look like when I go there. Am I going to be the only one in the dining room?
Yeah, so I think this is one of the issues that will have to be worked out in the next couple of days in terms of how this is going to run. You know, I think people in the restaurant business have been warriors throughout this whole COVID, whether it was, you know, takeout or turning parking lots into patios. They've been fantastic. So we'll see what happens. I don't get the idea of showing up with a mask and then taking it off to eat. But once again, let's see how that plays out.
Gyms and fitness studios are going to open too. So now there's no excuse for Chris and I not to go and get our workouts.
Finally, I can get that body that I've been waiting for.
But how's that going to work? I mean, gyms are notoriously sweaty, and I don't know.
Yes, you know, so the gym owners will obviously have this in place in terms of sanitizing the machines after people use it. I mean, I think one of the things about going to the gym is that social aspect, right? You either have a workout buddy or you're there to see other people. So social distancing will certainly be very, very important.
While we see a lot of places opening or reopening in stage three, it's not without challenges. You and I and Mel talked about how the retail landscape could be changed once we get out of this. And as we get into stage three here, it has changed quite a bit.
It has, Chris. You know, and some businesses may choose not to open. It now makes sense to look at if they can make a living opening up. Staffing issues still remain an issue. You have people that are still on CERB, and now that's been extended to December. And we're going to see some more bankruptcies. I mean, they've been few and far between right now because I think some retailers are still working on deals with their landlord to see if they can get some rent relief. But I think it's going to be a tough go. And I'm thinking about this whole back-to-school business. I mean, think about how many dollars are spent in clothing for kids and school supplies and buying those inside and outside shoes and those 300-piece Tupperware kits and so much more.
Right. Yeah, that's going to have definite trickle-down effect if the kids are, you know, at home for a lot of their schooling or whatever that looks like, half day of school. I don't know. Still don't know about that. So,
what about some good news, some community upticks?
Yeah.
So we're seeing office supply and electronics stores continue to be busy because people continue to work from home, so people are buying furniture and technology and software. It's really difficult to buy pressure-treated lumber, as there's lots of decks being built. I mean, COVID did three things. It made people become bakers, it made people become gardeners, and people do to become part and do-it-yourself projects. So local hardware stores are busy.
Is that a humble brag that you're building a deck, Brian?
I am not, but I'm trying to get through the whole summer without going in for stitches or tetanus shots. So, honestly, my daughter, who lives right up behind your station, they are scheduled to have their deck built, and they couldn't start yesterday because they were having some issues trying to get pressurized lumber.
Well, I tell you, in my neighborhood, which is the same neighborhood as your daughter lives in, the chainsaws, the saws, the hammering is going on every day, all day. So somebody's building something, and it's not just from one spot. It's all over the neighborhood. So that's kind of nice to hear.
Sure. So they're taking their vacation money that you know they may have been saving to go someplace, and now they're reinvesting in their properties. I'm happy to hear that Science North is starting to open on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And our people who are the innkeepers in our hotels, they're reporting that leisure travel is starting to show some positive signs, but much, much, much slower than last year, and some last-minute travel.
So there's not a big influx of people from the south coming up here like some people had reported a couple weekends ago.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Isn't it nice, though, to be able to enjoy what we have here? And I'm thinking, you know, the far near, like Killarney and a bunch of, you know, beautiful places in between the French River, Manitoulin, without all the American visitors. Nothing against American tourists, but we're able to enjoy it without all of that, right?
Yeah, places that, you know, I refer to it as tried cornflakes again for the first time. So these are areas that we've known about, we may have visited before, but now because of staycations, we are going and experiencing how great our country really is and our community.
Have you ever hiked the crack in Killarney?
I have. Oh. And I've lived to tell you about it. How's that?
Did you have a tetanus shot afterwards?
No. But listen, wear a mask. It's better than having an intubation tube down your throat. I've seen so many people on social media complain about it. And just wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Social distancing. Those are the only things we know so far that are working because there's still no vaccine.
Anything else you want to add to that, Brian?
Retailers, I wish them well. Some of them have learned to coexist now with an online presence, something we've been talking about for a long time. And it shouldn't be a threat to them. If they're not getting a Shopify site, then you know what? They may be looking at some things in the rearview mirror.